Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 571. Science Faction, your not-so-weekly corona update. So for those of you guys who haven't been listening too long, we used to have a weekly corona update show during the height of the pandemic, and that we covered the weekly releases of corona news, and basically it was just that there was so much corona science coming out, we had to have a separate show for it so it didn't take over the regular show, and we did that on a weekly basis during the pandemic. And then vaccination rates in the U.S. took off, our numbers dropped down, and I said, hey, guess what? We don't need this anymore. We're coming out of the pandemic. We'll come back if we need to. I said almost tongue-in-cheek because I didn't think we would ever surge back again. And yet, here we are, needing a brand new coronavirus episode. So this week, instead of looking at somewhat random scientific published topics, we're going to look at what's going on with corona right now because it is a big deal, and we did need to bring this episode back. So those of you guys who have heard our corona episodes before will know we start the same way every time. We state the statistics. What's going on? Right now, as of July 27th, U.S. infected is around 35.2 million. World infected, around 195.2 million. U.S. deaths officially at 626,797. World deaths at 4.2 million. Now, I'm going to jump in here and say, as I've said before, these numbers are absolutely not totally accurate and not all inclusive, especially if we look at some of the non-first world deaths. We looked at 4.2 million as the worldwide death total, but a excess death study in India alone seems to indicate that there's just over 4 million deaths from COVID in India by itself. So these numbers are a dramatic undercounting. But what's interesting is if we look at U.S. active cases right now, we're up at 5 million. That's a huge jump. And our serious or critical cases are at just over 8,000, also a big jump. What we've seen in the last few weeks, and specifically in the last about 10 days, is terrifying. And I thought it was really important to bring this up because it means that you out there listening, especially if you're in the U.S., will likely be impacted by what's going on right now. And it will trickle through the mainstream media and eventually get down to you in a couple of weeks that this is a big deal, but you need to know about it now. So what is going on right now? Basically, numbers are skyrocketing because of the Delta variant mixed with anti-vax sentiment. To tell you how much they're skyrocketing, in almost every single state in the United States, there's been at least a 10% jump in overall corona cases in the last week alone. 10% might not sound like a lot. That's a big deal because you can only do 10% a week for a few weeks before you're in really bad shape. And even worse, in 34 states, new cases have increased by more than 50% in that timeline. That is crazy. That is beyond another surge. We are basically going into another pandemic right now. Hospitals and ICUs in certain areas are starting to fill up in the United States. And as a twist, compared to last year, those being hospitalized, the numbers, they skew way younger than the initial waves. We're seeing hospitalizations regularly in late 20s through 30-year-olds. That is not something we saw as a big percentage of the population back in 2020. So we talked about this being about Delta. What is Delta? Delta is the variant from India. We've talked about it before by its previous name, B16172. And it has a mutation on the spike protein that makes it much more infectious than the original variant. We think it binds better to cells and makes it about 50 to 80% more infectious than the Alpha variant, which by itself was 50% more infectious than the original variant. We are talking about something that is incredibly fit in terms of being able to spread itself between people, which may mean that some of the precautions we took against the regular virus might not work against this one. This might be a situation where you can catch it rather easily outside. If we're talking about many times more infectious than the original one, we're not quite sure what these parameters are. We talked before about how a lot of the whole like hand sanitizer thing was kind of needless because that really wasn't how people are getting infected. It's a respiratory virus. They're getting infected through the air, not by touching things. But that might change. It might be that like all of the advice that we had for COVID before isn't valid anymore. We just don't know with this more highly infectious form, especially because we're also seeing Delta Plus, which is another mutation to the Delta already. That mutation is called K417N, and it affects the areas that the vaccines bind to. So while right now it seems like Delta can be well controlled by vaccines, we're not sure about Delta Plus. It might be a little bit harder because the part that the vaccine is trying to bind to look at and identify the virus has changed a little bit. And we won't know until we get those numbers back. It has swept through the United States. In the beginning of July, Delta was only about 20% of U.S. cases. And now by the end of July, it's more than 80%. This is the dominant strain in the United States, and it's about to spread very, very quickly, especially through unvaccinated populations. And keep in mind, you might be sitting there going, well, those idiots didn't get vaccinated. That's their problem. Keep in mind, some people can't. I'm not just talking about the few rare immunocompromised people. They obviously can't. But think about it. Anybody under 12 right now can't. There's a whole population of children who don't have the option, and their parents don't have the option to vaccinate them. That leaves them prime for this to sweep through. And given how bad Delta is now affecting younger people relative to the previous strains of the virus, that's really scary if you're a parent of a young child right now. Now, most of the hospitalizations, about 90% overall, are unvaccinated people. The catch-22 is that the areas you get into that have the more vaccinations, the more percentage of the hospitalized people are vaccinated. Because if everybody is vaccinated, then, you know, everybody who also has it is also vaccinated. So those numbers can seem kind of skewed. But what we do know is that the vaccines, especially the mRNA vaccines, do seem to be effective against Delta. There's a slightly modified effectiveness, so maybe not as effective as before, but it looks like Pfizer is about 88% effective against symptomatic cases of Delta and 96% against hospitalizations caused by Delta. That's really good. That's way better than any flu vaccine. So these are things that we should take into account. If you haven't been vaccinated, go do it. If somebody you know is on the fence, go force them. Wait for them to fall asleep. Put that needle in their arm yourself. This is a big deal. And it's not just about you not getting sick. It's about you not being a chain in the link of transmission that ends up killing many, many dozens or hundreds of people down the line. It's not just about your reaction if you happen to get sick. It's about the reaction of everybody who catches it after you because of you. While the Pfizer vaccine and Moderna seemingly as well shows really good defenses against Delta, Oxford shows only about 60% protection against symptomatic cases, though 93% against hospitalization, which is great. And there's some rumors that Johnson & Johnson may not be as effective. There's some unpublished stuff, so I'm not going to quote the numbers to you yet. Once it gets peer-reviewed, I will. It does look like Johnson & Johnson takes a big hit in terms of effectiveness against Delta. So where are we right now? We're at the beginning of the next big wave, maybe even the next whole new pandemic. It's sweeping through specifically unvaccinated communities really hard. Those in the South and American Appalachia are really suffering right now, but so are major cities in which people are just packed in. Places like LA are seeing huge surges, as are New York. This is probably the beginning of a new set of lockdowns and mask mandates and everything else that needs to happen because, unfortunately, we have these large percentage of unvaccinated people who are basically tinder in the brush fire of this pandemic. And it isn't just academic. I think a lot of us are starting to probably be around people who are sick, probably get notified. I was notified recently that and I can't believe this happened, but a teacher's aide in my son's preschool, who turns out was unvaccinated, got sick with Delta and brought it into his school. Thankfully, 5 COVID tests later, he is not infected, but that wasn't for lack of that idiot trying by coming to that school unvaccinated. You are going to come into probably at least peripheral contact with this virus, with a version of it, because it is so infectious, because it is spreading so fast, because of our percentage of unvaccinated people, because children are not able to get the vaccine yet. And so what do? Well, it's time to start masking up again. It's time to probably do some social distancing. And it's time to prepare for the fact that we're probably where we were in March or April of last year in terms of getting ready for a huge wave to hit us. And there's going to be deaths associated with it. Thankfully, the elder population is highly represented in vaccine statistics, meaning they are much more likely to be vaccinated because they're the ones that are more likely to die. And so hopefully the death waves won't be nearly as bad. And we have a lot of people who are vaccinated, a lot of people have other immunity, and so hopefully that it'll sweep through without getting as many people sick. But we are likely going to encounter a lot of deaths and a lot of sickness. It's especially bad because there's this mistaken idea that a lot of people have out there. Oh, I caught COVID in the summer. I survived. Now I'm fine. We are finding that natural immunity wanes after a few months and isn't very representative of protection against Delta. And therefore, all those people who got COVID last summer, they can get COVID again. They could get it tomorrow. It could be even worse because of the fact that the Delta variant is so much more infectious, but also seems to likely be a little bit more dangerous. At least some statistics coming out of Scotland seem to indicate that Delta has a higher death rate than previous strains. So all of that is to say, make sure you are vaccinated, make sure you are masked up, make sure you watch your social distancing and prepare for this to sweep through. Because if you guys are new listeners, I told my listeners that Corona was going to be a problem in February of last year. And I literally got emails from a bunch of people saying, hey, you're an alarmist, you're an extremist. What do you think we're going to do? Shut down the economy? What are we going to do? Stay at home? This is all silly. It's going to blow over. I'm telling you, this is going to be a thing. So as we get ready for Delta, let's get ready to hunker down. Let's get ready to make sure that we are not a chain, that we are not a link in that chain of transmission, that we keep ourselves and those around us from getting infected and do everything we can to keep from pushing this through. And in the interim, hopefully this wipes through the population, avoids as many people as possible, and we're able to keep everybody safe, hopefully with expanded vaccine usage and we get some emergency usage for young people, et cetera, et cetera. All right, I hope you guys like this. Sorry, it was a bit of a grim episode, but I do think these are really important because it's hard to tell sometimes what's going on with the numbers. It's hard to tell whether it's just clickbait headlines or if there's something you really have to worry about. And I wanted to dedicate an episode to tell you this is something you have to worry about. Be on the lookout for it. Protect yourself, protect those people around you. All right, thank you so much for coming back for Science Faction 571, where you learned all about the Delta virus and how it's affecting the United States. Come on back next week for Science Faction 572.
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.